This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Calls for racial justice are happening in almost every sector of the economy, including the music industry. Record labels have long been accused of racist, exploitative practices toward their artists. This summer, the Black Music Action Coalition, a group of writers, producers, musicians, and others, are calling for more than corporate donations. They want labels to, in their words, make things right for Black artists and executives. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports on what that looks like.
One night back in the 1950s in Knoxville, Tennessee, a young Chuck Berry was driving to a club to play his hit song, Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true?
But when he got there, the owners were surprised to find out Berry was Black. And they didn't let Black people play at the club. So Chuck Berry, the father of rock and roll, had to sit in his car and listen to some white musicians play his biggest hit. And even though Berry wrote Maybelline himself, he had to share writing credits, and therefore earnings, with two white men, a DJ who'd promoted the song and a guy who Berry had never even met, who'd loaned money to the label. It wasn't until the 80s that Berry finally got sole credit. Activists say these attitudes are still around.
The business hasn't changed, you know, in terms of how the business is set up. And it's been this way since the beginning.
Ron Sweeney is a veteran music lawyer. He's represented P. Diddy, Lil Wayne, DMX. He says he remembers back in the 90s when he started representing James Brown. He looked at Brown's contract and saw
James Brown, the biggest artist ever, was only getting a 3% royalty.
Yes, James Brown. This James Brown.
Get up, get on up, stay on the scene. Get on up.
Nowadays, Sweeney says a major artist would make no less than 18%. In the end, Sweeney says he shamed the label into giving James Brown around 12%. The industry has been accused of exploiting musicians of all backgrounds, but law professor Fumi Arewa with Temple University says labels especially profited off Black musicians who were already in vulnerable positions.
The whole idea about copyright is that we're supposed to reward creativity. And what we see systematically is business structures and uses of copyright in ways to deprive African Americans of benefits that should have flowed to them.
Fast forward to 2020, and many say the industry hasn't changed enough, including the lack of diversity in record label boardrooms.
A lot of the things that happen in the industry is like a good old boys club type thing. And the hard part is breaking into that little circle, that little bubble, right?
That's Joe Connor, a drummer and talent scout for Deep Well Records. He started off as a driver for one of the label executives, and when he finally got into the executive meetings himself,
I would notice that, you know, I was the only brown person in the room, or I was the only Black person around, you know what I mean?
Major labels like Sony and Warner have pledged $100 million each to social justice groups. They've also committed to diversifying their leadership ranks. Josh Kuhn at USC studies the music industry.
I think it's great that labels are saying that they're going to do this and that. But I think if you look at over a century's worth of unequal royalties in the music industry, we're looking at dollar figures that are astronomical.
Universal and BMG have said they are looking into paying back artists whose contracts were heavily weighed against them. BMG said it will update artists, quote, in the coming days. Universal didn't respond to a request for comment, and the Black Music Action Coalition declined to comment. Music lawyer Ron Sweeney again.
These companies have made a tremendous amount of money, and if they make a lot of money off of Black music, you know, it's crazy. It's almost like a country club. And so folks are saying, open up the country club and let us join.
The days of segregated venues like the one Chuck Berry got turned away from are gone. But the color of power in music is still white. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.